the Fox Cities Score Chapter, and News Talk 1150 WHBY are pleased to bring you Biz Talk. Join Tony and Randy as they talk with entrepreneurs and professionals who share their experiences from starting to sustaining growth. Learn the skills needed for your business to be successful and get interactive by calling 281-1150. If you missed anything, you can catch the Biz Talk podcast at www.biztalkwithscore.com. And now, here is Biz Talk.
Good morning and welcome to another edition of Biz Talk. We're really glad you joined us this morning. We're glad to have you aboard. My name is Tony Bush in the studio with Randy Melzer. Good morning, Randy.
Good morning, Tony. Glad to be here today.
Yep. And this morning we have an open show. We do not have a guest. We do this occasionally in order to talk about our score chapter. But we also invite the public, you guys out there in the listening audience, to call us with any questions you have about your business or what you'd like to do in starting a business. The number here is 281-1150. You can reach us at 281-1150. And if you're outside the Appleton area, you can call us at 1-866-887-1150. And again, the purpose of the show is to invite the public, the listening audience, to call in with any kind of business question you have. We'll do our best to answer it. And if we can't answer it, we'd like to get your phone number and call you back next week with an answer, or at least point you in the right direction. We also want to talk about our score chapter, and I'd like to remind everyone, and if you haven't heard it before, our score chapter is the Fox City score chapter, located in the Chamber Building, downtown Appleton. We service an eight-county area from Appleton to Oshkosh to Fond du Lac. We have about 55 volunteer mentors in our chapter who have various backgrounds and expertise who can help business owners or those who are thinking of starting a business. And those range from marketing to accounting to legal to human resources, banking and finance, debt structures, cash flow. If you have a question, SCORE could be an excellent resource for you to try. And you can reach us at foxcities.score.org, and it's all free and confidential. And remember, SCORE is for the life of your business.
And one thing, though, Tony, too, so our guests understand that you don't have to come into our office here in Appleton. We also have an office in Oshkosh. Yep. We also have a branch down in Fond du Lac area. And as I like to tell some of my clients, have mouth, will travel. We'll go anywhere. You know, if you're somewhere mm-hmm. out there and you need some help, we go all the way down to Green Lake. We go into Washera, Marquette County. And if you need help, let us know. We have people who can get down there.
Absolutely. And another thing that we do is we do a lot of webinars, we'll maybe do them soon, but we're doing seminars. We do seminars, and those include educational forums for folks to come in and learn about a topic that's being presented by an expert or a panel of experts. We have a couple scheduled, Randy. What's coming up in our schedule this year?
Well, for the general program that we have, we are going to be doing the Simple Steps program. It's a five-class program. The next one is scheduled for September 21st, and that's going to be a Wednesday morning. We meet at the Copper Rock Coffee Shop, downtown Appleton. We provide you with the coffee, donuts, all the educational information, and lunch. The fee for that first program is $15. And then each program after that will be the following Wednesday nights, and those are $25 each. The programs, as far as topics, they start with basics. What is it all about? I want to start a business. What do I need to know? That's the first one. The second one, then, is, you know, the different things involved. Why do I need an attorney? How do I find an accountant?
The second one really being the third one, right?
No.
Are you saying the first one at Copper Rock?
The first one at Copper Rock is very general.
Got it.
The
Got
second
it.
One then goes into why I need an Got attorney, it. Why Got I need it. A banker, why I need an accountant, and some of the details along those lines. And also, how do I find out information? We usually do some things on where I find research
that
material.
Structure, should I be
right.
an LLC? Or
right. All the things that you need to know. The third one is actually, that will be October 5th. That one is going to be on marketing, communications. And we usually have an expert in there talking about social media today, mm-hmm. which is extremely important. The fourth program we do is on the financial projections. We actually take a business model, take a look at it, and show how all of the different financial documents and information fit together in your planning process so that you can work that.
We have a case study
Yes.
And Mary Lou goes through the balance sheet and the income statement, statement of cash flows, and it's all populated with data, but they get a blank disk, right?
Right. They get a specialized disk. It's all set up as Excel, so those of you are familiar with handling that. And you can then input whatever it is that's special just to you, mm-hmm. and it does. It fills the whole program out. You end up with reports. You end up
nice.
With ratios so that you can see what your business is really going to do. And you can project it out for 2-3 years so you can see if I do this and do that. A lot of what-ifing. Mm-hmm. So you can really, really get into some depth on that one. It's an excellent, excellent program. And then the last one, of course, that's the one that's near and dear to your heart, Tony. That's
yep.
the one we have you get involved, which is on funding sources.
Yep.
Where do I find the money? Which is probably one of the harder ones today. Everybody's looking for money, and everybody's saying, well, no, there's none out there. And you know, that isn't really true.
Right.
It's out there. It's just you have to be qualified and understand what you're doing. And that's what we can help you find out. Is what
and
you
how
need
to
know.
How to deal with the lender.
Correct. Mm-hmm. Yes. So those are the programs. Like I said, they're going to be starting September the 21st, Copper Rock in the morning for $15, and then each Wednesday night following that, those will be from 6 until 8 in the evening, and those are $25 each. And as a promotional deal, if you sign up by September the 10th for the whole package, we'll give the package to you for $100. So
wow, that's pretty good.
You can save $15.
And they can learn more at foxcities.score.org.
Correct.
That's where they register. They can find out more information about each of those, and you don't have to attend all of them.
No, you can come into any one that
any
you want
you
to.
Do.
You can sign up however you want to do it. But like I said, if you sign up for the whole package for $100, that's a pretty good deal.
How many of these have we done in the past?
This is, I think, going to be our fifth over the years that we've done it. And we usually end up with anywhere from 10 to 15 people attending. The thing about it that's really neat is it's a great networking arrangement.
Mm-hmm.
Some of the people that have attended these classes are still working together,
mm-hmm.
People they met who have similar ideas and so on. So it's really a super way to meet other entrepreneurs.
And SCORE mentors join the audience. So there's
yes.
a mixture of SCORE mentors with the clients, and if they want to sign up with one of the mentors.
Right. You get a real good feel
yeah.
for who we are and what
yeah.
we do. And
that's great.
You'll find out they're pretty nice guys.
And then we have a second one coming up in August.
That's a special one we're talking about. We've been trying to do this. The VA, Veterans Administration, and the SBA have been cooperating on a program that's called Boots to Business, which is for veterans. It was designed especially for guys coming out of service right now. They have opened the program up. Now it's called Reboots. And it is designed for all veterans of any age group, any past service and so on, who are interested in finding out how to start a business. It's a 2-day seminar. It is going to be covering about 8 different subjects and topics. It's going to be held August the 24th and 25th. August 24th and 25th. It's going to be held here in Appleton. At the UWO Appleton Education Center, which is located over on East Capitol Drive. And again, we'll have all the data and information on this up on our website, which is foxcities.score.org. That'll be coming up, and you'll be able to see it on the website probably by next Wednesday. We should have it put up by that. But the idea is that if you are a veteran and are thinking about starting a business, looking for help, this particular program is very, very detailed.
Mm-hmm.
It goes into a lot of the same ideas I talked about with simple steps, but it also includes applied action sessions. So we'll go over things like what are the basics as far as opportunities? How do I recognize whether my product is really worthwhile? And then go through a working session so that you can take your real idea, put it on paper and kick it around, find out what you can do. And this works with each of the 8 sections.
Nice.
So it starts at 8:30 in the morning and goes all the way through until 4:30 at night.
Mm-hmm.
And as I said, 2 days. Day one is going to be on August 24th. Day two, August 25th. It is for veterans, and it is free for veterans.
Good.
So if you are interested,
good
looking
program.
For help, it's a great one for you.
Excellent. Well, those are two of the seminars that we do, and we've done the simple steps, as Randy indicated. We've done that many times, and that's one of the consistent ones we do maybe 2-3 times a year. We also put together other webinars, and I'm sorry, seminars. I'm on a webinar thing. But we do put together seminars, and always go to our website, foxcities.score.org. It will keep you informed as what's on our calendar, what sort of events are coming up. Our SCORE chapter has also celebrated its 40th anniversary this year. On May 3rd, we had a nice celebration, had about 120 people joining us. It was really a fun event, and our chapter's been here since May 26th or 28th of 1976.
Right.
So it's really kind of neat to, you know, all those guys that went before us started the chapter.
Yeah.
And here we have a radio show, and we have 55 mentors in 8 counties, and we're growing. So
yeah, the really fun thing that we had, of course, was meeting some of our success stories, people who have worked with us in the past and who have made it. They've, you know, we still work with them. That's the greatest part of it. You know, that's when we use that line that it's
for the life of your business,
and we're there to help.
Yes, and we had success stories there, but we celebrate. We love to celebrate successes. We don't have 40-year anniversaries every year, but we are going to be celebrating successes every year.
Yes, that's
on
schedule.
And we're going to be putting those things out to the public. And if this is appealing to anyone who's out there who might be in business or retired, or you're working for somebody, and you're considering being a SCORE mentor to pay things forward, share your expertise, help other folks along, and help them to succeed, we'd love to talk to you. We're always looking for volunteers to build our core.
Right. And there's three different types of volunteers that we have. So if you're a person who says, you know, I'd like to help SCORE, but I don't really want to mentor.
You don't want to get in front of people.
We can have you work.
Yeah.
We need administrative help. We have people who do that. We need people who can handle the treasury. We need people who can be chairman on committees and so on and help to get things done. So if you just want to help and work with us, that's a great position to be in. The other point we have, of course, is the direct mentoring. That's, you could be talking to somebody about just about anything, because we have a lot of generals. And the third area that we have are people who are specialists just in particular areas.
Like IT, for example.
Right. And so if the person is looking for some help in those areas, that someone can sit down with and say, this is my specialty. I feel I'm only really capable of helping that kind of thing.
And if you are a volunteer mentor in SCORE, we're not going to put Randy with a client who needs social media expertise, technical assistance, because neither he nor I know that. But there are other people in our chapter who do know that. So we line the client up with a mentor who has the skills to satisfy the needs of the client.
Right. And we do team mentoring. You know, we'll have two or three of us together.
Sure.
If you have sometimes somebody wants a really general thing, we try not to overwhelm you, but we try to help you with that type of thing. So it works out very, very well to be able to give you the opportunity to help you start your business.
And real quickly, we can do mentoring face-to-face or online.
Right. We also are working on, this is coming out now, by the way, is to do it by video. If you have Skype or something like that, can't come into the operation and you want some help, many of our mentors do have that capability, so we can do video conferencing with you and talk to you right over the right over the screen.
So you're probably wondering in the audience, gosh, Fox City SCORE really active and all this technology. But we are part of a 350-chapter organization and network throughout the country. It's a national organization, and there are probably 12, 13,000 mentors out there in the country who are doing what we're doing right here in the Fox Cities area, helping business owners succeed. SCORE for the life of your business. We're going to take our first break right now. We'll come back at the other side. You're listening to BizTalk on WHBY. Real local radio.
From ordinary tax concerns to extraordinary tax situations, let Alberts and Haling CPAs help you through tax planning, business consulting, from startup to sell-off, and more. They specialize in creating comfortable financial management plans for you and your business. Call today in the Fox Cities at 886-2241 or in Green Bay at 405-8549. Alberts and Haling, simplifying the steps towards success. Securities offered through Woodbury Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Woodbury Financial Services, Inc. and Alberts and Haling CPAs are not affiliated entities.
I'm Bruce Lammers, president of Ridgestone Bank. When it comes to business lending, you know, we don't have boxes. I'm here with Julie Willis, the new owner of Merry Maids, who as the former manager had the experience and cash flow history that Ridgestone was looking for when evaluating her business loan.
Once we made the decision to purchase the franchise, I was not very patient. I'm not a patient person. We knew we'd be a success. We wanted to get it done. We, at one point, had 15 banks that we were working with all at the same time. At the end of the process, Ridgestone won. Ridgestone doesn't try and make you fit fit into these prerequisite boxes. When I worked with some other banks, there was always a third person that they had to go through to get an answer, to get an approval, to get where's the next step going. The lender at Ridgestone had the answer, knew what we were doing, had a plan already in place for me. It seemed like before I even called him, he had a plan set up for me because that's what they do. They made it very easy.
Ridgestone Bank, listening to your story and finding a way to make it work. Whatever your it is. On the web at Ridgestone.com. That's Ridgestone.com. Member FDIC.
And welcome back to Biz Talk. We're here for our second segment. Tony Bush here with Randy Meltzer. We're doing an open show this morning, so if you have a question for SCORE, something about starting a business, keeping a business going, growing a business, or maybe deciding whether you should even start one, maybe not start a business, 281-1150. Give us a call at 281-1150. And we have Bob on the line this morning. Good morning, Bob.
Good morning, guys.
How you doing? What's your question for us, Bob?
Hey, I myself and a couple other guys started a business about a year ago, and I was kind of the primary investor. They had all the experience, all the knowledge. It's going real well, and it's taken off more. The cash flow is good, but we want to buy the building we're in. We want to expand. We've been talking to some bankers, and they're saying, oh, you guys are kind of new, and they basically want me to put more money in or bring all the partners and put more money in. And I said, no, I don't want to do that. And I thought maybe one of our partners is a veteran. I mean, he's been out of the service for quite a few years. But I thought, well, maybe we could look at an SBA loan for the business and or purchase of the building. So, you know, who's good at that? What banks or, you know, what kind of people could we talk to? How come SCORE helped me on that?
Well, Bob, you're on the right track. I think SBA is a wonderful way to go when anybody's trying to buy a business, building, or long-term assets. I'm always of the opinion that if you can get the longest amortization you can get on a building loan, take it because you can always prepay it. You could treat a 25-year mortgage like a 20-year if you wanted to do that.
Okay, so what you would do, like 25, 30 years on a mortgage, you think?
They probably won't go 30, but they'll go 25.
Okay.
And
okay.
A lot of lenders might suggest 15 or 20, and that's okay. You pay your loan off sooner, but the biggest burden on cash flow is debt service.
Right.
So if you can keep the monthly payment low and you control the amortization, take a 25-year mortgage and treat it like a 15 and pay it off in 15 if you want to. But you can always fall back on that lower payment if times get tough for a few months in the cash flow of your business.
Yeah. If the cash flow is good, can you make, you know, extra payments during, you know, as you're going, or do you, you know, just have to pay it off or just treat it, you know, can you save the mortgage payments for $1,000 a month? Could we throw $2,000 a month at
it? Yep, you can do that, or you could throw $1,200 at it, you could throw $1,500 at it. Whatever amount is over the required payment gets applied to principal and reduces the amortization of the loan. Yeah. Very powerful.
Now, Bob? You also, you mentioned something about veteran and so on and SBAs. One of the things you can do is to go out to the SBA website, which be SBA.gov. Take a look at it. They have a listing there of all of the different types of SBA loans that are available. One of them happens to be called the Patriot Express. It goes up to a certain level and allows you to help out people that way to be able to be as a vet to get a faster service on that particular loan. Also, if you go out there, it will list in the state of Wisconsin. If you go to the Wisconsin SBA site, that does list the various banks and credit unions throughout the state that offer the Patriot type of program. So it's a good place to go is go out to SBA and then drill down to Wisconsin.
Yeah, because the banks we've been talking to, just a few locals, they're saying, oh, we want to stay in business a little bit more, or we want to put a little more equity in, or whatever the case may be. And otherwise, they feel more secure when we say, well, get the SBA involved.
Cause right.
They get protection from the standpoint of guarantees on the loan, right?
Right, exactly. And I'd also throw into this that Ridgestone Bank, one of our sponsors for BizTalk, it's a new sponsor for BizTalk and SCORE. Ridgestone Bank, that's all they do is SBA loans. I think they're the leading SBA lender in the state of Wisconsin.
Oh. Okay.
And they have an office out on Highway 41, just west of 55, I believe.
Okay, I wasn't familiar with them. Yeah.
Yeah.
Are they new to the area?
New to the area, but they've got a big, strong presence in southern Wisconsin and in the Chicago area. And Bruce Lammers, the CEO of that company, I know Bruce from my banking career. He's very good at what he does. He bought the bank and made it just an SBA lender, and they do a great job. So you might want to check out Ridgestone Bank, and the lady's name would be Joan Kinnett, K-I-N-A-T-E, is the local representative for Ridgestone Bank.
Okay, okay. Is there, you know, I mean, everybody knows that interest rates are pretty low. What would it, any ideas what they would be on a 25-year mortgage on, let's say, $500,000 building?
Yeah, the interest rate that the SBA charges is controlled, or the bank charges. The bank prices the loan, but if they get an SBA guarantee, they have to follow the SBA rate limitations. And on a loan that's over 15 years, the bank cannot charge more than 2 3/4 over prime. So prime is 3.5 right now. So if you do the math, it'd be about 6 1/4 would be the maximum loan and maximum rate. And then you have two options. You can do a fixed interest rate or a floating interest rate. And in these times, I think most folks would opt to take the fixed rate because there's probably greater risk of rates going up than benefit of rates going down.
Right. Yeah. Well, I took out a loan in 1990 to put up the building, and I think I got a good deal at 12%.
Yeah, I remember those days. Yeah, fun times.
And thank you very much for helping us out on that one.
Yeah, yeah. Well, that's kind of the direction I think we want to go. So.
Okay. Well, Bob, thanks for calling this morning. We have to take a break right now, but I want to thank you for calling. I really appreciate the call.
Well, thanks for the information, guys.
You're welcome, Bob. Bye-bye. We're going to take a quick break right now. We'll come back on the other side. We have Jane on the phone. So, Jane, if you'd hold on, please. We'll be with you in just a few minutes. You're listening to BizTalk on WHBY, Real Local Radio.
Are you feeling less than confident in your personal or business finances? At Albertson Haling CPAs, they work with individuals and small business owners to simplify finances and maximize profits. Through a variety of services like asset protection, tax planning, and more, let them guide you through a smooth financial plan. Call today in the Fox Cities at 886-2241 or Green Bay at 405-8541. 49. Albertson Haling, simplifying the steps toward success. Securities offered through Woodbury Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Woodbury Financial Services, Inc. and Albertson Haling CPAs are not affiliated entities.
Fox Communities Credit Union.
You've been looking for a new house.
Hey, this one's nice.
You're searching online and touring open houses.
Ooh, I like this one.
It's time to get pre-approved. And nobody makes it faster or easier than Fox. Get free pre-approval for your loan right now. Coming to one of 17 Fox locations. Or get pre-approved online. You can also check your loan rate online. How easy is that? Just visit foxcu.org.
Okay, that was really easy.
Once you find the home of your dreams, don't let the stress of the home loan get in your way. Talk to the mortgage lending experts at Fox Communities Credit Union. And you can get a home loan with as little as 3% down payment. Just 3% down on your loan.
Fox made it happen.
You can find the home of your dreams. Fox, helping you make life happen.
Equal housing opportunity lender.
Fox Communities.
And we're back. Biz Talk on WHBY, Real Local Radio. Jane, if you'd hold on for just a second, we're going to thank our sponsors quickly, and then we'll get to you. We have sponsors who bring BizTalk to our audience each weekend. We really, truly thank them for their support. We couldn't do the show without them, and we'd like to acknowledge them as our sponsors. Fox Communities Credit Union, Albertson Haling CPAs, Legal Business Edge, Ridgestone Bank, Tundraland, and we also have two other sponsors, Candeo Creative. Zach Pulowski does a nice job of helping us to keep our website, biztalkwithscore.com, working properly. If you'd like to listen to previous programs, we archive them on biztalkwithscore.com. And also want to thank Larry Desch and Jerry Mader at the Business News for helping to promote our program and their biweekly periodical, The Business News. If you're in business or thinking of going into business, for only $20 a year, you should subscribe to The Business News to stay informed of what's going on in the business community. So, Jane, thank you for calling. Do you have a question for us this morning?
Yes, good morning. I am in a business with two other women. We have an LLC. We have a sketchy business plan that I probably am going to be coming to SCORE for help on. What other documents do I need to go seek out a loan? What we're going to need is an ongoing, like, line of credit for inventory purposes. And I wondered if SBA also has a program for minority-owned businesses because we're three women in the business.
That's a great question, Jane. The business, the documents you need to go to the bank include your projections, your business plan. And in your projections, you want to project month by month what the first year is going to look like in sales, expenditures, and what your profit's going to be each month. You should do a cash flow projection, too. And for each item in the financials, you should write down your thinking behind every number. So when you're thinking of sales, why are your sales going up and down every month? Why is your payroll going up and down every month? What are your loan payments going to be every month? And when you write out the assumptions supporting the numbers, you and your two partners will have a much better understanding of all the thinking behind the numbers so that you can explain that business plan to the lender when you approach the lender.
Yeah. The other thing, Jane, you have to remember, too, is the bank is also going to want to look at your personal information for the last couple of years so that they can use that as a basis for judging the business. Because you said you've only been in business for a little while, and they'd like to find a track record. So anytime you're doing the borrowing with a bank, you are going to have that personal guarantee, and they are going to look at your personal credit record and personal credit history. So be prepared for that part of it, too.
By that, a personal guarantee, you mean my family's personal assets are going to be on the line as part of a guarantee,
yes,
as well as my partner's?
Yeah,
yes.
Most of the time when you're dealing with a bank, in fact, I would say 99% of the time, in addition to signing it as members of the LLC, you also will be asked to sign on the bottom line that says that you are also then guaranteeing it personally with your assets. Just because you're an LLC does not insulate your individual assets from debt. It insulates you from...
Only if you sign the guarantee.
Right. It does insulate you from the liabilities that the business may incur, but it doesn't...
Only if you sign the guarantee.
Right.
You got to sign the guarantee to pass through that LLC shell.
And that's true even if I'm just taking a line of credit. Does SBA do lines of credit?
Yes. They do a line of credit. They will offer up to a 7-year revolving line of credit with a guarantee on it. And the way that program works is if you have a $50,000 line of credit, you can go up and down on that line of credit for 7 years, but at the end of 7 years, the loan should be paid off.
Okay, what about the minority business part of it? Does that make any difference at all?
There are
in interest rates or anything?
There are SBA programs, as Randy mentioned earlier, for veterans and minorities and women and so on, but they really don't translate into any reduced interest rates. Because the bank is the one that sets the rate, and the SBA guarantees the loan.
Right. The only one I know of, the only thing I know of right now where you can get a special situation with the with SBA is as a veteran, they are offering programs where you do not have to pay the upfront fee on the loan for certain types of veterans loans. But that is the only one I know of right now that is offering any kind of special program on that.
Now, you mentioned, Jane, you mentioned that you have a partnership with two other ladies and you're an LLC. I imagine you've gone to see a good attorney for a good operating agreement.
No, we don't have that. That was my next question. Does the bank need to see something like that, and why do I need that?
You definitely do need an operating agreement, and the bank is going to want to see it, but the higher priority is each of you should want the operating agreement, because the operating agreement is a contract between the three individuals, in your case, and it explains in that document, if one of you would like to sell your interest to the other two, how are we going to value that interest? If one of you dies, how do we value the interest so that the estate of the deceased can buy out that or get paid that interest of the company? You also want to look at life insurance to help pay for that portion of the deceased interest in the company. So the company doesn't have to go borrow money. The two survivors don't have to borrow money to pay out the estate of the deceased. The operating agreement is very important.
Each individual should have life insurance.
It's always a good idea. And again, there too, you need to talk to your agent and explain what your needs are so that you can help like you said, settle out the problem in the event something happens. The other thing that's involved in that agreement, of course, is the roles that each of you play and the responsibility that you have to the business. So if one is doing the sales portion, another is doing the operations portion, and another person is handling the manufacturing or whatever, these roles should be clearly spelled out so that everybody understands what it is exactly that's expected of them in that particular agreement.
Does SCORE have samples of those? Is that something a SCORE mentor could help me with, do I need to go to an attorney?
SCORE has available some templates, examples of operating agreements, and like any legal document, if you went out to LegalZoom.com, you could probably find a template, and you'd have to get one that's suited for Wisconsin, because Wisconsin is a marital property state. Not all states are. So when guarantees are involved, now you're dipping into, like Jane, if you're married and your husband has a job and you get called on your guarantee by the bank, that could impact half of his earnings, because you technically own half of his earnings through marital property. It gets pretty complicated. I'd really talk about going to see an attorney to discuss those issues. We can offer guidance, but we don't offer legal advice at SCORE.
Right.
Okay.
What we'd usually have you do would be to have you and your two other partners just sit down and go over the ideas that are involved in this operating agreement first. Iron out some of those details so that you know where you are. That'll save you time and money when it comes to working with the attorney. It's always a good thing to have that stuff planned in advance, because otherwise sitting in front of the attorney and then trying to sort it all out can get
costly.
A little expensive.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. But I would definitely need an operating agreement to get a loan, you think?
Yes, you would. Yeah.
Okay.
They
all right, thank you very much.
Thank you for the call, Jane.
Advice.
Good questions. We have another caller on the line this morning. Good morning, Ann.
Good morning. I have a question of you. I'm interested in opening a ladies' retail dress shop downtown Appleton, because I think that is the place to be.
Mm-hmm.
My question is this. I've already talked with an attorney, and I've talked with an accountant, and I've talked with a lender, so I'm good that way. It's just finding the right location, and how do I know what the traffic is like downtown Appleton as far as if my business would be successful?
Well, their traffic counts are available through various state organizations. Mm-hmm. There's the Northeast Wisconsin Planning Commission is one, and all these communities are keeping track of traffic counts for traffic control purposes, where mm-hmm. to put the next stoplight, the next roundabout, the next intersection, and so on. But that information is also available for business owners so they can determine what the traffic counts are.
Yeah, you may also, the other areas that you need to talk to as far as that's concerned would be ADI, Appleton Downtown. They can help you with that. In fact, they can help give you some support in finding locations that are open and let you know what the traffics are. The other area is, again, through the chamber and their programs that they have can help you with that information. And the last place I would recommend that you go, but to think about it, is go to the Appleton Public Library and talk to them. They have information available there also.
Good researchers.
Yeah, as long as you clearly identify what it is that you're looking for, they're mm-hmm. waiting and more than willing to help. And the nice thing about them is they're free. So you can go in and they can give you some details.
Where is ADI's office?
I believe they are in the building with the City Hall.
That's
in that area.
Good.
Yep.
That's good. And then my other question is, too, I'd probably need an attorney to answer this. Would I be better off with a sole proprietorship or forming a corporation?
Corporation.
Yep.
Form an LLC.
Yep.
And why do you say that?
That's a very good question. Excellent question, Ann. A lot of people go into business, and they go in as, like Tony Bush, doing business as Tony's Fishing Guide Service.
Uh-huh.
If someone on my boat has an accident, or they get injured somehow, or there's some sort of event that occurs, I am personally liable for that, and all of my personal assets and all of my future earning power are now available to satisfy that claim. Now, if I'm an LLC, they can't reach me personally unless I committed some sort of fraudulent act.
All right.
But what I get pushback on is people who own rental properties. They'll own a rental property. that Tony Bush owns two rental properties, Randy Melzer owns four rental properties. Mm-hmm. And neither one of us has an LLC, but we have insurance to protect us against the claim. And okay. I maintain the insurance is only as good as the exclusions page states it is.
Mm-hmm.
And I may have an event at one of my rental properties where a lady falls off the porch, breaks her hip, and has to go through surgery and recuperation and physical therapy, and she's not going to sue me. She happens to be my mother-in-law.
Okay.
However, the insurance company that paid for her recovery through subrogation can come back at me and recover from me personally. But if I'm an LLC, I have protection against that. So you never know where the claims are going to come from.
Yeah.
Always incorporate LLC.
Mm-hmm.
And where do I get the information on doing an LLC? Do I need an attorney?
No, you don't. You can go to WDFI, Google WDFI, Wisconsin Department of Financial Institutions. Go to the Corporations tab, Start a Corporation or LLC tab, click on it, follow the prompts. They're very easy. You just fill in some basic name and address information. Have your credit card handy because it's going to cost you $130. And you do a name search before you do all this. You search the name you want. You search it. Make sure nobody else has it. And then you go to WDFI, same site, create the LLC, pay your $130, and about 2 days later you'll get a certificate that awards you the name, and now it's your corporation.
Okay. Thank you. I have a lot to think about.
Thanks, Ann. Those are really great questions. Thanks for calling.
Yeah, just register with SCORE, and we'll probably have someone that can sit down with you.
Right.
Be back to you in about 48 hours to get you started.
Randy, those are good questions that we had from Jane and Ann. And a lot of people go through those same questions.
Yes.
They're thinking that all the time. So it's really, I'm really grateful that they called in.
Yeah, yeah.
Many people can hear the question as well as the answer. And as you pointed out at SCORE, if anybody ever has a question, contact us at foxcities.score.org, and we would be very happy to answer your questions, sit down with you. It's all free and confidential. We have another caller on the line, Randy. The phones are off the hook this morning. Good morning, Bill. Welcome to Biz Talk. What's your question for us?
Thanks for the information you gave us. I noticed before when you were talking to Jane that there was a discussion about the personal guarantees.
Mm-hmm.
One thing that Jane might want to do is to see if she can get a limited guarantee, or rather a proportional guarantee for
yes.
the three partners. That's something that's sometimes available through the banks.
Yes, very good point.
It's a very good point to make sure that it's spread and everybody mm-hmm. knows exactly. Again, that's part of the operating agreement as well, is they know what their responsibilities are going to be in the business. So, yeah, good point.
Earlier, you had a caller, Bob, and you gave him a lot of good information, but you sort of should have suggested that he contact SCORE and become a client himself.
Right,
that's
absolutely.
Good point.
Yeah, I try to make that point at the end of every one of the questions because that is where you're going to be able to get a lot of more detail, and we can spend the time. Also, by doing that, you end up getting the right person at the right time for the questions that you have mm-hmm. because part of the registration process is putting down the type of help that you are looking for.
Right.
And that little piece you can put in either a one-word entry, which I've had before, which says help, or you can go in and put a whole book in there and explain what it is you want and give us a running start.
Yeah,
but
the
one
more
or the
articulate
other,
that is, the better we can assign a client
right.
to help you with
so,
that.
Yeah,
or
you tell us what you want, and we'll get the right person for you. So thank you for reminding me of that one. I always remind people, yes, go out to the foxcities.score.org.
Any other questions, Bill?
No, that's all I have for now. Okay. Thanks.
Well, thanks for being a loyal listener.
Yep.
You've been listening the whole program,
yeah.
and it's great to get that feedback on those other callers. Thank you, Bill.
Yep.
We're going to take our last break right now. We're going to come back on the other side, wrap up our program this morning. You're listening to Biz Talk on WHBY, Real Local Radio.
At Albertson Hailing CPAs, your success is their success. They can clarify any tax situation and help your business take the steps in managing it confidently. They offer services from startup to sell-off, including payroll, bookkeeping, accounting, and more. Albertson Hailing, simplifying the steps toward success. Call today in the Fox Cities at 886-2241 or in Green Bay at 405-8545. 1849. Securities offered through Woodbury Financial Services, Inc. Member FINRA, SIPC. Woodbury Financial Services, Inc. and Albertson Hailing CPAs are not affiliated entities.
I am attorney Sarah DeBruin, owner of Legal Business Edge, and I want you to know your options. Your legal business concerns are important to me. Legal Business Edge delivers value by working as a partner with you, our client, to help you understand your legal options. Focusing just on business law, we take the time to get to know your business and develop a legal strategy that will help you reach your business goals. Whether it involves intellectual property, contracts, negotiating for your rights, buying or selling a business, or organizing your business structure, Legal Business Edge gives you the creative legal options you need.
Sarah DeBruin provided our company solutions that saved us time and money, as the quality of her guidance and diligence provided creative solutions unparalleled by other attorneys.
Know your options. Call Legal Business Edge at 920-851-7761 or visit legalbusinessedge.com.
And welcome back to the final segment of Biz Talk this morning. We've been conducting an open show. We had some really great questions in our last segment and the segment before. So thanks to all of those who called in. I hope that the answers were helpful to others who were listening. We're in our last segment now, and we're going to wrap up the show, but I'd like to go back and just address Bill's point about guarantees. He made an excellent point. Jane asked about guarantees. We addressed it with her, and Bill came in and suggested that the borrower might be able to negotiate with the bank and arrange for a limited guarantee. So some of you are probably wondering, well, what is that? I'll explain that when the bank asks for the personal guarantee, what they're really asking for is a joint and several. That means if there are three people in the business, any one of them could be responsible for the whole debt, joint and several. Continuing, that means that it continues for the life of that loan and for future loans you take out at the bank. That one guarantee form is going to obligate you as a personal guarantor to all loans you have with that bank. So joint and several, continuing, and unlimited means if your loan is $100,000 and there are other costs associated with collecting the loan, if the bank has to collect and pay an attorney, it's unlimited. You're responsible for everything you owe the bank, or the business owes the bank, is going to be covered by you as a personal guarantor. So Bill's point was very good. In Jane's case, there were three ladies who owned this business. They could go to the bank and negotiate, and they could say to the banker, okay, we'll split the $100,000 loan we have, if it's $100,000, and we'll each guarantee $33,333. So each take a third. The banker may not like that because two of the ladies don't have a lot of personal resources, but Jane might. So he's going to opt for the joint and several, meaning that she'll be responsible if the other two can't pay the shortfall. So it's interesting to walk through that process. If you'd like to learn more about that, contact us at score@foxcities.score.org, and we would be very happy to sit down. We have experts in that area, and we could sit down and explain that for you so you fully understand what it is you're signing in a personal guarantee.
And, Tony, one of the things you're mentioning here and people should be aware of is when you are in a business loan situation and you are dealing with the bank, it's not like when you're in a mortgage or consumer loans.
Right.
It's much more open. You're in a position where you can negotiate just about any part of the loan you want to.
Right.
And it's always a good thing to come in knowing what it is you're looking for, discussing it with the bank, knowing the banker, and having that that relationship with the banker so that you really have a personal relationship, not just a transactional one.
And to further benefit the borrower, Randy, on that point, is the business borrower should prepare a business plan,
right,
which we preach at SCORE, prepare the plan, take it to at least five different lenders, and ask the lender, say to the lender, here's my business plan, I'd like you to review it, would you give me a proposal on how to fund my business plan? And then let the lender speak, but you've got all five banks looking at it for the next 2 weeks. Right. And they're all going to come back at you. Some of them might deny it. Some of them might approve it.
Right.
But now if you've got three proposals, you can negotiate.
Right. And remember, you're the one who's hiring the banker.
Yeah. The banker works for you.
Yeah. You wouldn't hire somebody without looking at their resume, sitting down, interviewing them, and making sure that everybody knows who they are. So, yeah, do the same thing with any of your professionals. Always use that to, find out who they are.
And the last thing I'd like to mention, Randy, before we get to the biz tip arena, is that you mentioned it earlier, you referred to it earlier, banks do have money to lend out. And I think it was Jane was saying that the banker wanted more equity. No, Bob was saying the banker wanted more equity on his building loan, more equity. Well, contrary to public beliefs or whatever beliefs, banks really do have a lot of money to lend out right now. And they make more money making loans than they do by taking the money and putting it into investments.
Mm-hmm.
So they're looking for good loans to make loans to, good borrowers. And that's the whole point of SCORE, is we help you develop a good business plan to create a good opportunity for a lender to come and lend to you. And when you're a good business owner with a good business plan, you'll have multiple banks want to lend to you. Now you're in a negotiating position, and you can make better, stronger decisions. So with that, Randy, what's your biz tip?
Okay, biz tip. We haven't talked much about marketing today, and I just want to mention this. Marketing, when you're working with it, you have to think of it as an investment, not as an expense. And as an investment, you need to track it, understand what your goals are, and also understand what your return on that investment is. So if you spend $100 in marketing and you can prove that you had $500 in sales, your return on your investment is 5-1. It's a great thing. If you do the same thing, you spend $100 and only make $50 back, it's backward. Don't do that again.
Right.
But keep track of what you're doing. Always look at it as an investment, not an expense.
Right. Well, my biz tip would be for the business owner to build a really sound cash flow budget, a good cash flow projection. And when you fully understand everything in that business, in that projection, you've got 80% of your business plan done. Describe your business, describe your management, and then go manage your banking relationship. Don't be managed by it. You've been listening to BizTalk this morning. Thanks for joining us at BizTalk here on WHBY, Real Local Radio.